Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go! Welcome to Friday Show! Morning, studio!
Morning!
We got a big one, Dan and Shay, coming up, but let's go around the room and what we do on Fridays. Eddie, give me your favorite story that you found this morning.
Ooh, so there's a company that got 700,000 scans of the Titanic last summer, and they've created the best renderings of the sunken ship that have ever been made.
I saw a version of this, and that boat sucks.
It's what, so the Titanic?
Yeah, it's not that Titanic at all. I mean, I guess back then.
It was the biggest back then. Now then, it's tiny, yeah.
Yeah, now it's like a fishing boat.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they're letting people like go on it. I mean, I would go stand on it to see, but I don't want to get in the water in this small boat.
What's crazy, though, is that I thought that they knew everything that happened out there, like from just research, but apparently they haven't. So these scans are going to help like find out exactly where it got hit, how deep it is.
A lot of conspiracy theories about the Titanic, too.
Like what?
Well, like reasons. What, Amy? Okay. Why do you look at me like that?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe them. There are just no records to prove that it wasn't intentionally
sunk.
I'm not
looking at you like you're wrong.
You gave me one of those side eyes. No. I'm not Mr. Conspiracy.
Okay.
Now, do I think there could possibly be aliens? Yeah.
Not Mr. Conspiracy.
But that's not a conspiracy. Yeah. Even the government says that. I'm just saying there's not aliens. And also, there's a lot of Titanic conspiracies, mostly because there was some monetary value for certain people if the boat sank.
Hmm. Oh, or like the movie.
Or some people on the boat that they didn't want to see alive.
That's
crazy, man.
And also the Titanic today does not look Titanic.
It's tiny.
Yeah. So are they giving people like rides on that thing or is it just to research?
No, it's just for research. Like, it's 3 miles down there. Like,
No. The fake one that they've created.
Oh, I don't know.
Is that one?
No. That's not what this
Lots
is.
Lots of conspiracies. Mike, will you look up a couple of those conspiracies? I'll come over to you in a second if you find a good one. If it ain't good, I'll just ignore we ever had this part of the talk. All right, let's go over and talk to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, what's up, buddy? Hey, give him a
shout. Oh, man, listen. I understand being a good Samaritan. There's this guy in Florida. He's driving down the highway, and there's a turtle in the road. So he's like, oh, got to help the turtle get across the road. So he stops in the middle of the highway, parks his truck, gets out, and causes a chain reaction pileup of cars.
Oh, for
boom,
a turtle.
Boom, boom.
Hilarious.
And there's a semi that comes flying and is ping-ponging off cars, goes into oncoming traffic. To avoid hitting anybody.
That's not funny.
That is not funny. That's a lot of collateral damage to save that turtle.
But how about the image of the turtle still like walking while all that's going around?
Like, it's great. The video's incredible.
Like not even understanding.
Right.
Like,
just walking.
What's the fuss?
Hilarious.
That sucks. That guy's trying to do something good, and now he's caused all that damage. All right, Amy, coming over to you.
Okay, so I saw that McDonald's had this whole video go viral because, you know, on the lid, you can press down Diet Coke, Coke, whatever, so you know this is who it belongs to. I have to do this with my kids because, like, this is your drink. That's your drink. Well, if you press down the wrong one, on the plastic lid, there's these little teeny tiny plastic things that are raised around, and I thought they were just always there for decoration. But no, if you press down on the little rectangle,
It sends it back up?
It sends it back up, and then you can press down the appropriate one. Mind blown. I had no idea that that's what the little rectangle things were.
I haven't got a drink at McDonald's in a long time.
It could be
I've got food, but not a drink. Yeah, but they're the only ones I think about with those lids like that.
Oh, no.
Where you push it down, diet.
I think all of them have it for the most part.
Yeah, I love soda so much. I don't allow myself soda.
Yeah.
So I don't get those cups anymore with the lids.
Well, you probably don't have to get
lids. Sonic doesn't have them.
No.
Because if I'm going to get Sonic, kind of work. You know we have to write a jingle for Sonic?
I saw that.
Oh.
Not have to. They've asked us to.
That's going
to
be cool.
So we have to as in we've been forgetting to do it, but it's like they want a 15-second jingle. Sonic!
That's it.
Well. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. As Jim Rome would say, rock it. Save it. Okay, let's go over to me here. More than half of American pet owners say their pet is their soulmate, and they believe their pet knows them better than anyone else. A poll of 2,000 U.S. pet owners revealed that 53% believe their pet knows them better than anyone else, including their best friends, family members, and even their significant others. My animals, my dogs, they do not know me better than my wife. They know that when it's evening, when the sun is going down and I'm walking towards a certain room, it's time to eat. I also don't think that we're soulmates. I think I love them, but I don't think I was perfectly matched. Stanley sleeps all day. Like, if I were to match Stanley the Bulldog up, it would be the lunchbox.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yes, and Eller would be probably matched with Amy. So I don't think it's a soulmate, but I do love my dogs. Do you think your dog is your soulmate?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe my cat, but
okay.
Not my dog.
Here we go.
What? I love her.
Don't you? Your cat scratch disease? You still have that?
Do I have a disease for my cat?
Yeah, you said that.
Your cat scratched you.
No, she was pawing at me, trying to potentially tell me that I'm sick.
Our version is not as crazy as that one. Like, I can understand scratching and you get in some little...
Yeah,
your version is
Listen,
nuts.
You need to pay attention when your pets are doing something abnormal to you because cats have been known to detect things like cancer.
They've been known. There's the occasional story where they get lucky, I feel.
I do not think they're getting lucky.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But I went to the doctor and I'm totally fine.
Why are you laughing like that?
I guess she was hungry.
Hey, Mike, you see any conspiracy theories about the Titanic?
I did. Most have been debunked.
Well, I didn't say give me the debunked ones. I said just give me some of them.
One is that J.P. Morgan sank it to kill his competitors. So he put him on the ship and sank it.
That's kind of what you're talking about.
I told you. Is that one debunked?
That one is debunked.
How do you debunk when people are dead and you don't know?
I don't know.
Exactly.
J.P. Morgan was around back then?
But
Morgan and Morgan, we have them on sometimes. That's a different dude.
Yeah.
There's survivors of...
Yeah, but they don't... They're covering their tracks. What's another one?
Some say the Titanic didn't sink at all. They switched it with a different ship called the Olympic.
No, guys, I have footage. I just talked about that.
Or is it?
Footage?
Well, that's what it is.
It's a recreation.
No, it's renderings, like images.
Exactly, but that's not a... Okay, and?
And another one is a J.P. Morgan one that he did it to create some kind of Federal Reserve, so essentially get some money back for seeking his
like
ownership.
Burning your own business to get the insurance money or your house.
Yeah,
J.P. Morgan's not alive anymore?
Wait,
I thought the dude was still alive.
But if he was around back then, there's no way.
I didn't know it was him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I just see the billboards for J.P. Not Morgan and Morgan, but J.P. Morgan.
Different.
Yeah. Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I have a coworker who is obviously falling for another coworker, like obsessed. The only thing wrong is that she's married with a 6-year-old child. I don't think her love interest is reciprocating, but he's definitely taking advantage of her by allowing her to do his work for him. Follow him around, make him food, boost his ego. It's uncomfortable to watch. I realize it's not my beans or my chili, but now her actions are starting to affect coworkers in the form of her manipulating situations so their love interest benefits in many other capacities as well. She's been approached. She's denied the relationship, yet acted super flattered by the prospect of it. Do I just leave it alone? Boss knows about it, but it isn't the culture where the boss can really speak up. Should I create a burner account and let her know that her behavior is starting to get out of hand and she's going down a bad path? I'm curious what each of you would do about it. Thanks. Definitely interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of details. Amy?
Probably just stay out of it.
Yeah.
I'm definitely not creating a burner account.
I'm always up for a good burner.
You are?
Yeah, it's kind of
in this case,
where
though?
This was probably rooted from me saying everything. I just get a burner. But go ahead.
I just think that it's you said it in the email. It's not your chili. Although it would be hard to know, like, that guy's getting all this extra stuff and food?
So burners.
Food? Burners. All the things?
A little burner.
No, I'm staying out of it.
Lunchbox?
Sounds like she's jealous. This is what happened to me when I worked at Randall's, the grocery store, when I was 15. I would only bag the groceries for Beatrice because she was like an 18-year-old hottie swimmer. And I was like, dang, this girl's digging my chili. And the other cashiers would be like, they'd go to the manager and be like, oh, he's, you know, she's manipulating him and only he's only helping her. All the other ones were just jealous. This girl's jealous. Leave it alone. Find your own man.
Was she manipulating you?
No, she was into it.
Did you ever?
No.
What happened?
But if she was into it.
Yeah, I don't know.
But you said no, and then yeah, but you never answered the question.
Where's Beatrice now?
I don't know. She was from another country, and she drove a Toyota Tercel. Yeah. Remember, it's red. Stalker.
Why didn't she give you a shot, though, if she was into it?
I don't know. I don't know why we never went there. Good question.
Did you ever get close?
Yeah, we hung out a few times.
What do you mean hung out?
At work?
I went and got lunch.
Just you and her?
Yeah.
Like in the break room or where?
No. We rode in her Toyota Tercel. Yeah.
Why do you call it that?
Tercel.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
A what?
Toyota Tercel. Tercel.
Tercel.
Tercel.
Okay, Eddie, go ahead.
No, man, it's not. I mean, yeah, you're on chili. But here's the thing. Everyone already knows about this. Like, so what are you going to say? Everyone knows what's going on here. This is her deal. Leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone. It's just not your business. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows. It's going to suck for her when it all finally comes crashing down and she's sad. But just it's not yours. Stay at the chili. Get a Twitter Tercel.
A Tercel.
All right, that's the mailbag. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Jason Aldean.
He's on with us right now. He's got a brand new song out today. We're world premiering this sucker. All right, it's called Try That in a Small Town. Jason, when you heard this song, what made you go, that song's for me?
Man, I think for me, I heard this song and it just kind of, I don't know, it kind of explained to me like what's going on in the world. You know what I mean? It resonated with me, I guess is a better word, because of what's going on in the world. But it's like every day you turn on the news and you see something else crazy that's happening or some heartbreaking story. And this is just kind of a song that talks about, you know, that you wouldn't get away with that stuff in a small town. It's just a different mindset and different kind of values in small town America that I wish everybody else would kind of adopt. And it would probably help some of the things that are going on in the world. And so it's basically like, hey, try that in a small town. You're not going to get away with it for very long.
You know, in a small town for me, we grew up, we unlocked a single door. And you know what? Everybody had a shotgun, too, just in case you decided to push on that door that wasn't locked. But you know what?
Exactly.
Nobody ever bothered folks. You know, growing up in a small town.
Exactly.
I got beat up a lot in a small town, though, so I didn't like that very much. Yeah. Jason Aldean's on with us. Hey, how many songs do you listen to before you, you know, decide to go cut your record?
It's a lot. Maybe, I mean, I would say probably 100, maybe, and then you kind of narrow it down to 20, and then you kind of narrow the 20 down to 12 or 15 that are going to be on the album. And so it's a pretty long process, but I actually enjoy that part of it and finding new songs and cool things that, you know, I get excited to go in and cut. So I actually enjoy that process.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something good.
For months, there was a German Shepherd roaming around the streets of Detroit. People were seeing it, but really couldn't get close to it because she was kind of skittish. Well, they found out the backstory. The German Shepherd's name is Nikki, and Nikki was always carrying around a little stuffed animal. Well, Nikki's owner died like months ago, and I guess Nikki just got out of the house looking for food and never came back. Well, thanks to a bunch of organizations in town, got together, said, hey, we can get Nikki, get her some help, find her a home. So they did. Five organizations got together. She's in a foster home right now. She has heartworm, which I didn't know dogs got heartworm.
I've had to put many a dog in heartworm treatment.
Really?
Preventative and also, though, I think I had a dog with heartworms once.
I thought that was just something the vet just said, like, yeah, we need a heartworm shot.
So they could sell you shots?
Yeah.
I would imagine if you're living on the street and you're eating whatever you can get, you probably have every kind of worm.
So after months of being homeless, Nikki has 4 weeks of treatment, and then she's looking for a permanent home. Anyone's interested?
What sucked about the heartworms is you got to keep them in a kennel. I remember them back
then. Really?
The dogs that we had. Yeah. You got to keep them locked in because I think it's also kind of contagious to other dogs. Oof. That's some rough times. Thanks for bringing that up. You triggered a little moment there.
Sorry.
But that's awesome that they got this dog. It sucks that the owner died.
I know.
Is there nobody that knew the owner that went and grabbed the dog?
I was like, yeah, have they gone to check on
it? I think the owner was dead for a few days.
Did they know the owner's dead?
That's how they found out the owner was dead, maybe?
They're like, well, there's Nikki. Love it. The moral of the story is, if you see a dog walking around for a long time.
Yeah, call someone.
Call you. All right, great story. We're all rooting for Nikki. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Time for everyone's favorite easy trivia game. Easy trivia. Let's go. The questions are so easy. Eddie, who's the audio producer of the Bobby Bone Show?
That's Raymundo.
Correct. Morgan, in what city is the Bobby Bone Show based?
It's based in Nashville.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the show's phone screener who filters calls from listeners before they go on the air?
Abby.
That's correct. Abby, what's the name of the segment about positive news stories?
Tell Me Something Good.
Good. That one's so easy. Okay. That's so, so easy. No one was going to go home there. Woo! So the questions won't be as us-centric, but you get it right, you stay in the game. You miss it, you get this.
You've been boned.
Eddie's one win away from the championship.
I've been one win.
He's been one win for... Ugh. Amy's got 3 points. Morgan's got one. Abby... We're glad that you're here watching.
Don't I have one?
Oh, she has one.
What?
Oh, it says zero on my sheet. Abby's away. I take it back, Abby. Okay, here we go.
Hey.
Category is country music.
Ooh.
Eddie, who is known for such hits as Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain and On the Road Again?
My favorite, Willie Nelson.
Correct. Morgan, who is known for such hits as Tennessee Whiskey and Broken Halos?
Ooh, Chris Stapleton.
Correct. Amy, who is known for hits I Will Always Love You and Jolene?
Dolly Parton.
Correct. Abby, who is known for the hits Live Like You Were Dying and Don't Take the Girl?
That's Tim McGraw.
Correct. Good job, everybody's in. Let's go next round. The category is inventors. This is pretty hard for an early category, I'm gonna be honest with you. Eddie, who invented the telephone?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Good job. Morgan, who is credited with inventing the light bulb?
That's a really good question, Bobby.
A light bulb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thomas Edison?
Correct.
Oh.
Amy, the airplane?
The Wright brothers.
Correct. What company invented the iPhone? Abby?
Oh, no. The iPhone.
What company invented the iPhone? Yeah.
Apple.
Correct.
Yeah, what?
That was a trick question.
No, it wasn't. What?
It's easy to be... The category is food origins.
Ooh, I like food.
Eddie, what country did pizza originate from?
See, I feel like that's a trick question, but I'm going to stay with Italy.
Correct. Morgan, sushi.
Ugh. Where did it originate from, I'm assuming? Ugh. Japan.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, Amy, good. Croissants.
France.
Correct. Whew. Abby, cheeseburgers and fried chicken.
I'm going to go with America.
Correct. Good job, everybody. Next category, Disney main characters.
Ooh.
Miguel is the main character in what Disney Pixar movie, Eddie?
Coco.
Correct. Simba is the main character, Morgan, in what Disney movie?
The Lion King.
Correct. Amy, Belle is the main character in what Disney movie?
Beauty and the Beast.
Correct. Abby, Ariel is the main character in what Disney movie?
The Little Mermaid.
Correct. Everybody's hanging around.
Come on.
Unbelievable. Eddie, the category is sports.
Yes.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is famous for what sport?
Basketball.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of the most popular annual sporting event in the world measured by television viewership?
I mean, I'm just taking a guess here that it's the Super Bowl?
Correct.
Okay.
The Masters is the name of the most prestigious tournament in what sport, Amy?
Golf.
Correct. Abby, Emmitt Smith is famous for what sport?
Dang it.
What?
Okay, I said dang it. Hold on.
Emmitt Smith is famous for what sport?
Emmitt Smith. Football.
Correct.
Wow.
Moving a little faster now, guys. National animals.
Okay.
Eddie, the kangaroo is a national animal of what country?
Australia.
Correct. Morgan, the bald eagle is a national animal of what country?
America.
Correct. Amy, the panda is the national animal of what country?
China.
Correct. The beaver is the national anthem of what country, Abby?
Canada.
Wow, correct.
You knew that?
How did you know that?
It just came to me.
Impressive.
She's like, iPhone.
The category is around the globe. Here we go. Eddie, what language do they speak in Brazil?
Portuguese.
Wow.
Come on. What? Come on.
What?
Wow, good job.
Thank you, thank you.
Wow, that's crazy. Morgan, what continent is the Sahara Desert in?
Oh, gosh. Crap.
What is this category?
Around the globe.
Okay.
Need an answer, Morgan. 3 seconds.
Africa.
Correct. Amy, what is the largest country in the world by land area?
Okay, the largest country in the world? China!
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
Australia? What is that?
No, by land area?
Russia.
Russia. Mm. Did not know that.
Dang it.
Amy is out.
Okay.
Abby, what country is known for the Great Wall and the Forbidden City?
Country. China.
Correct.
Wow.
We're going to math,
Let's
guys.
Let's go. Oh, math. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Here we go.
What is the term for an angle greater than 90 degrees but less than 180 degrees? Eddie.
One more time.
An angle that is greater than 90 degrees but less than 180.
Acute.
Incorrect.
No!
It's the opposite of that.
No. A butte.
Obtuse. No.
A butte.
Morgan.
Let's go.
You or Abby have to get one right, and you will win.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Morgan, what comes after a trillion?
Oh, there's a million, trillion, trillion. I feel like I make up words, and I think I'm going to say a made-up word here.
Me too, like a gillion.
Yeah, I make them up.
Same crap, yeah.
Whoa, don't give me the answer.
So, a billion.
It ain't a gillion, Eddie, I promise, yeah.
Can you repeat the question one more time?
What comes after a trillion?
A bajillion? I know
it's
I
hate
that
word.
A bajillion.
What is it?
I mean, a gillion's stupid too, so.
Is it gazillion?
No, it's a quadrillion.
See, we all make up the word.
Quadrillion.
Abby.
Oh.
Uh-huh. For the win.
Oh, my goodness.
What's the acronym for the correct sequence of steps to follow when using the order of operations for a math expression?
You want me to just say it?
Yeah.
PEMDAS?
That's it.
Is she secretly an apple?
But she didn't PEMDAS.
Is she really a genius?
Hey, I mean, I got what?
Parentheses, exponents, multiplication, division, addition, and subtraction in that order.
Yeah, what grade do you remember that from?
Oh, I don't even know. What,
I don't even know that
I'm
grade?
Blown away that she went apple, but then she did PEMDAS.
What
Great
on
Great job, Abby.
No, thank
now
you.
Abby Dang. Has two wins.
Wow.
Abby is our winner. I'm blown away.
Like, she's awesome. So smart.
That's crazy.
PEMDAS. Sure enough, PEMDAS. There you go.
Sure enough. I'm working on it hard. Like, I'm investing a lot of time in trying to get quality sleep. Quality sleep is essential. I love my Sleep Number smart bed because I don't have to worry about that part. Because my Sleep Number smart bed is designed for, well, now my ever-evolving sleep needs as I'm trying to figure out what's happening with me physically. Like, I'm on a CPAP now. You can choose what's right for you and your partner. Because I'm talking about temperature, I'm talking about firmness, I'm talking about softness. Whatever it is, it's there for you. You can have different, and that saves a fight. There you go, you're welcome. So my Sleep Number setting is 30. My Sleep IQ score last night was 87. I mean, it's great for partners. Because again, you're always like, bed's too hot, room's too cold, whatever that is. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. this is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Here's a voicemail from Wesley in Maryland.
Morning, studio. I have a morning corny for Amy, but this one goes out to Eddie. There was once a Mexican magician that said he was going to disappear on the count of three. He went uno, dos, poof, and he was gone without a trace.
That's funny. I'll take it. I love it.
It's a little risky at first.
No, I like it.
At first, he was like, all right, hey, I'm a white kid. I'm going to tell a joke about a Mexican. And I'm like, be careful. Okay.
That's hilarious.
But uno, dos, without a trace.
Yeah. I like that.
That's good. That's funny.
That's good.
I wonder what terribly racist or sexist jokes are told on our line that I never hear.
Ooh.
I guess Scuba deletes them all before I get to them.
Should we do a segment with those?
I don't know. Probably not.
Cornies that aren't woke. Let's go to Robin in Florida.
I teach at Old Town Elementary, and I just wanted to let you know that for the second year in a row, our first grade kids are singing your song, When I Grow Up, by the Raging Idiots, because they just absolutely love the song. We will be singing it again for the second year in a row for our end of the year awards ceremony.
Thank you for sharing that. We appreciate that. And Eddie and I did a kids record called The Raging Kiddiots. And the biggest song from it was actually a number one kids song called When I Grow Up. Here you go. When I grow up, 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 I can be whatever I want, you'll see. Oh, I know I can be anything. When I grow up, 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 up. Yeah.
What a jam.
What a jam.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So people were asked, what do you do on Fridays to make Mondays easier? And they shared some of their responses. And then I'm going to read them, and I'm curious if you do anything to set yourself up for a good weekend.
Wait, for a weekend or for Monday?
Because you can relax on the weekend. So
I don't relax
Mondays,
any day ever. And I like Mondays.
None?
No, because Monday's a new start. It's blank. You get to do whatever you want with the whole week. So
you sound excited.
I love a Monday.
Oh.
All right. Well, this is not for you. Okay. Someone said that they do laundry and wash their sheets so they can have Friday fresh sheets. And then they go into bed after work, after the weekend, and they just sleep better.
Yeah, lamest hashtag ever, Friday fresh sheets. Yeah, go ahead.
Someone said, I wrap up my workday writing out a checklist for Monday. I close out all of my browser tabs so that I can check out mentally for the weekend, and Monday is set up for me.
That I understand, but that's doing a lot of work in order to not have to do work.
because they don't want to work on a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, I totally get that. I live my life Lucky Charm style, meaning I eat all the oats first and then I enjoy the marshmallows. My problem is, in this metaphor, I eat all the oats and there are all these marshmallows and I'm like, let me eat another bowl of just oats and I'll combine those two things of marshmallows. And then I never really get to the marshmallows. So it feels a little bit like that, but they're eating their oats, then their marshmallows.
Here's one you maybe can relate to. I take my pants off as soon as I get home because I won't need them again until Monday.
Yeah. I mean, I take my clothes, as soon as I get home from work, I take my clothes off. Just drop them on the floor in a pile sometimes. But mostly that's so I can be more agile for more work when I'm at home. All right, what else?
The Bachelor is debuting a new series this fall called The Golden Bachelor. And it's basically The Bachelor, but for senior citizens. And whoever's joining in, I don't know if the guy's going to look for a partner for his sunset years.
I demand they be shirtless again, the dudes. It should be just like The Bachelor. The pool, you're in the same swimsuits. They should be making it. There should be no changes just because they're older.
Right. Well, he's likely getting a second chance of love.
No, I hear you. I just want him. I want the dude shirtless.
You
want
to see that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we should. We should not allow them to be themselves. It should be just like The Young Bachelor. Huh. We should not discriminate because of age. I want to see it just like it were when they do the young version of it.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure it'll be similar.
Martha Stewart, 83, on the front of Sports Illustrated.
That's a good point.
That's right. That's
she looks good, too.
I was talking to the guys, well, guy and woman from the Warren Treaty. It's a husband and wife. And she was like, he asked for his hall pass to be Martha Stewart.
What? He really did?
Because he saw her on the front. He's like, he likes older women.
Do you have a hall pass?
No. I don't need one. My wife's my hall pass.
Dude, good answer.
I mean, okay, fine. A senior citizen hall pass.
Nope.
Like, is there anybody older that you're very attracted to?
Marsha Brady in the 70s.
Okay. No, not how she
I'm not answering the question. Like, can you not tell I'm like juke jiving? You know, no.
Barbara Walters or
no? What's wrong?
Betty White.
She's dead.
I know. Well,
what on earth?
What's your next story? You're getting weirder.
Reba McEntire, she's replacing Blake Shelton on The Voice, but she had to keep it a secret from him the entire time, and it was killing her because she said she is just not a good liar. She was taught not to lie, and she teaches her kids not to lie, but she had to lie to Blake because apparently they told her Blake cannot keep a secret. Whatever
Why. I was going to say there's no way that she lied to him, but if they felt like they couldn't tell, like it's like telling Lunchbox something.
Yeah.
You know he's going to say something.
Yeah, but apparently Blake would hit her up and be like, so you're going to do it? Let me know. Like, tell me. And she said she would just have to lie and it was killing her. But yeah, he apparently can't keep a secret.
I believe it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
This 43-year-old dude in Michigan logs on to the internet and goes, man, you know, I'm going to check my email. And he has an email that says, hey, congratulations, you won $100,000 in the lottery. And he's like, has to be scam alert.
Yeah, scam alert.
Scam alert. Yeah. And so he's like, I ain't calling this number, whatever. A couple days goes by. He looks back at the email, says, man, what if I really won $100,000?
Oh, don't do that. You're going to get scammed, buddy.
You're going
to get scammed.
So he called the number. And he won $100,000 in the lottery!
I would never believe that. I would never call it.
Wow.
Obviously, he couldn't stop thinking about it.
Right.
2 days later, he's like, you know that number.
It's just itching. I need to call it. And so what he did is when you buy a lottery ticket, you can fill out the second chance lottery if you lose.
Oh, that's what it was.
And they enter you in a drawing, and that's what it is. And they email you. Like, why would they email you? No one's going to think that's real. Like, come to my house with a check or something.
Maybe. It's not Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah.
But maybe the move is, you do that, you email them, you don't get a response, and that money then goes to whatever the program is.
Oh, so they
maybe
don't want
a
you to
strategy.
Interesting.
I don't really know. I never fill that out, and I never would believe that. And I never would call them back, because I know I'd be getting scammed pretty soon. But he got the money, huh?
He got the $100,000. He said, man, it's just a crazy feeling. I don't know what I'm going to do with it, but it is awesome.
Do you fill out the back?
Oh, yeah. You scan it. You got the app. If you got the lottery app.
Oh.
Yeah, you go to the Tennessee lottery app.
The guy can't work an app or a phone or set up anything technical, and all of a sudden he's an expert in an app.
Yeah. Yeah, right here, Tennessee lottery. Right here, Tennessee lottery app. Boop, boop. Wow. You just scan it. But half the time it says, oh, that's not a valid ticket. I'm like, yes, it is. I bought the ticket. It is so annoying. So the app kind of needs some work.
Well, let's talk about the good things here.
Good thing is that one of these days I'm going to be this guy, get that $100,000.
The good thing is the guy got the $100,000.
Yeah, that's the good thing.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This mom used AirTags to track her kids, and she talked about it on TikTok. I want to play this clip for you.
I saw a TikTok about a mom who puts Apple AirTags and bracelets on her kids, and I thought it was the coolest thing. You can find them on Amazon, and you can track them and make a beeping noise, and you can train your kids to come when they hear the beeping noise. Watch this.
What did you need?
So if they're wearing the bracelet, you can do the Find My version beeps on the phone. And you can beep it so you can find it. And then if it beeps, your kids will come to you. So it's two things. One, tracking your kids. Two, they hear a beep, they got to come to you. Wow. Thoughts, Amy?
I mean, these kids sound young, so I don't see how it's...
All ages.
Okay.
Like you guys. Here's what I'm thinking. I give you guys bracelets because we take breaks every once in a while and you guys spatter all around the building and then beep, 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 you all come back.
It's actually not a bad idea.
Exactly, because then we're not... Where's Lunchbox?
Right.
Right.
I'm always stressing when I'm over on the other side of the building and I'm like, am I supposed to be back yet?
Yes.
No, they come find me.
You don't know.
Most parents, if their kids have a phone, are tracking them anyway because they know where their kid is. Because
you're not tracking them, but if you need to find out...
That's still tracking them. Okay. But like a 9 or 10-year-old, Eddie, would you do this for your kids?
Absolutely. I like this a lot.
Would you tell them or would you just tell them it's a cool bracelet?
Ooh. No, you'd have to tell them because then that would be the whole like when I buzz it, you come to me.
Oh, no, I just mean the tracking part.
No. You don't have to tell them anything. Just track them.
So,
and then catch them in a lie.
That's it.
Why do you get so excited about catching them in a lie?
Well, you know
Eddie
what I'm saying?
Just got so happy.
Where were you? I was at Jimmy's house. Really? I'm going to give you one more chance to tell me where you were because I know where you were. I was at Jimmy's house. And then you bust out the phone. No, you weren't.
You screenshot the blue dot.
You were at Samantha's.
Not at Jimmy's house.
Exactly.
So you would tell them it was just a beep beep feature that would tell them to come when you wanted them, but you wouldn't tell them it
totally
was tracking them.
Totally. I mean, I think kids get weirded out when you tell them you're tracking them.
Well, yeah, anybody does, Eddie.
Sure.
It's like kids.
So do women.
That's all thing. Yes.
Lunchbox said so does
I
so
think
women.
Kids get weirded out.
So do women.
That's weird.
Okay, let's go do the morning corny. Here we go.
The morning corny.
Why did the roofer go to the doctor?
Why the roofer go to the doctor?
He had shingles.
Nice. That was the morning corny.
I had shingles once. It's not a laughing matter.
I hear that hurts.
Yeah, because it's like chicken pox reincarnated, basically.
Do they itch too?
They burn and they itch at the same time. Mine did. I had mine on my ribs down to almost top of my hip. Miserable. I know people have them in their eye.
I had it around my eye. And we were in Vegas for iHeart Festival. And I had to go to the pharmacy and get whatever that herpes medication is. Like, I had to go up to the little window and be like, our doctor called in like Valtrex for me or whatever. And I'm in Vegas, like asking for my Valtrex.
Well, that's a lot of people. That's probably a lot of people's.
I know.
Pharmacy.
I got shingles.
In Vegas. Yeah.
I was like, it's for my eye.
Yeah. They don't care, but okay. Hey, sure, Amy. Why are you winking at me? Sure, Amy. Okay.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Dan and Shay, Grammy Award winning, ACM, all the number ones, they're brothers, they're cousins, they're friends. The first two aren't true. But they're massive, and here they are.
The Friday Morning Conversation
with Dan and Shay.
Gentlemen, welcome back to the show. What's going on?
Good to see you, dude.
Good to see you, too. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good. Okay, we got a lot to talk about. Number one, the song's about to go number one here, You. So I want to talk about it first because I want to play it kind of right off the bat here. So I don't know. There's this new thing with songs where everybody's naming them like really simple, generic terms. Like there's a song called If. There's a song called From. There's a show called The. Whenever you name a song You, like that's a commitment to a pretty broad, generic word. Do you worry about that at all, or do you try to find something more specific in the title?
Yeah, we've run out of good ideas.
Yeah.
You know, we've done Nothing Like You, done other things. It's like, why not just You?
That's
you
a great point.
I think originally we were going to call the song You and Only You, but I think whenever I wrote it out, I was like, it's simpler to just go Y-O-U, You. And yeah, man, it's like love songs, that kind of stuff never goes out of style. People are always going to be looking for songs about love, heartbreak, life. And it's one of those songs that was special to us when we wrote it. And, you know, we put it out on the album. It wasn't the first single that came out on the album, but it was the one that the fans raised their hands and said, this is one of our favorites. We saw people, you know, I feel like this has kind of been the story of our career, seeing people, that's how we choose singles. It's like you see people using the song in their wedding, engagements, promposals is now a thing. That wasn't a thing. That's how old I am. Back in the day when we were kids, there were not promposals, but kids go all out now. And the song has been a part of a lot of promposals. So
I like
single.
Yeah, that there's like the melody of the hook is also like a Shea Run at the same time, and that act, you know, there's some like strategy involved in the writing of that. You like that? That is what catches me to that song. Like that's the texture of it is in that hook. Shay, talk about the hook to that song and how hard it is to sing every single time.
You know, it's a good idea to have all these cool melodies and high melodies until you have to sing them every night. And I'm just like, why did we do that? What were we thinking? But I think it's interesting though, talking about the one word titles and things like that. And over time we've realized, man, it's like when you try to come up with all these complicated words and you're trying to think of new words, it's like, we have one language that I can speak. I can barely speak one language. And I think it's important to not get too caught up in the, all right, we got to think of a word that no one's ever thought of before. That's not going to happen. We know all the words are out there. And I think it's important to, you know, things like you're talking about, the stickiness of that chorus of like, all right, what makes me feel that emotion? How do I portray that? I don't need necessarily a new word. We need a new way of kind of expressing ourselves as humans. And this is a love song. This song's kind of like a speechless part too. You know, this is speechless with that moment of our wives walking down the aisle and, you know, that moment of the wedding night. And this is kind of the continuation of that. This is love every single day in those little moments. And I love it for that. And I feel like it has a lot of that stickiness as far as like you and on a you. And I think that's very, very hooky, but the yeah, it's got very much of a speechless. I'm singing because I'm sitting down at my piano and I feel like I'm about to play a show right now.
Can you hear your piano, or are you dialed into ears?
I'm not dialed in. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, hit it again. Yeah, through Zoom, it sounds like a Casio, like one of those kid pianos. Yeah. But now we can tell that you're doing it. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody, because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dan and Shay.
Here they are. They have 9 total number ones, about to be 10. I'll ask a question to you. Dan, I'll go with you. It's been 10 years since you guys formed Dan and Shay, 2013. What would you say is the defining moment for you guys as a duo if you look back and you're like, this is the one, not that started it, but that really cemented it as we've got success and we're going to be here for a while?
You know, recently, Shay and I are in just a whole new place, brand new outlook on our entire career. Next time, maybe when we come back to talk about the new music, it'll be a different story. We've had some amazing, amazing moments along our journey, you know, recently while we were making this album that is yet to be announced, yet to come out. But in terms of stuff that's been out there to the public, I would have to say when we won our first Grammy, maybe, or we performed on that Grammy Awards, we did Tequila. That was a moment, you know, we'd had, you know, success up till then. We'd had 2 albums. We'd been grinding it out on the road, playing clubs, theaters, doing that thing. And that was kind of the moment where I think our music was exposed to the masses. You know, obviously we'd had a few hits before that, but that was really the one that, I don't know, it was just something different about it. I mean, we stood on that stage at the Grammys. You've been there. It's like insanely nerve-wracking. They, for some reason, put us out in the middle of the arena on the little circular disc. I guess that's like where they put new and up-and-coming performers, but still you're surrounded by Beyonce and Jay-Z and all these mega superstars, and you're trying to sing your song. And you go on and you can hear your heart beating through the microphone. It's kind of crazy, but that was a big moment for us. And that, I think, sent things into a new place. You know, that song kicked off the self-titled album. You know, from there we had Speechless and, you know, a couple other songs that I think were the things that sort of propelled us into arenas and changed our world, man. But there have been so many great milestones, and it's crazy to say we've known you for 10 years, man. You guys were the first people to play our music on the radio. I remember getting a call, Nada texted us or called us and said, we're going to be playing 19 You and Me on the show. And we were out in Bellevue before Bellevue was Bellevue in Tennessee. And we went out and blew the speakers out of Shay's Jeep whenever you guys played that. So it's crazy to still be doing it, man. And grateful for all the support you guys have shown us along the way.
And I've received 2% of all Dan and Shay since, which is great. Oh, I haven't really talked about that, but it's been cool. It's a deal we made way early on.
It's not much money.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Shay, let me ask you this. We talk about 10 years. Did your label or management throw you guys a big 10-year anniversary party? Because I asked this because we just did 10 years here, too. We didn't get jack crap. So did anything happen for you guys being together 10 years and having success?
You know, we got this really, really special reminder via text message that it had been 10 years. I was like, hey, just so you guys know, you've been together for 10 years. So, yeah, we knew that. We've been talking about it.
Yeah.
No party. No party yet.
Yeah.
We'll see. Maybe they're saving it. You know what I mean?
11 years.
I like to be optimistic. You know? Yeah, they're saving it for 11 because 10 is just so over. You guys just did 10. So, like, that'd be pretty rude of us to do it right after.
Dan, you guys posted back in March you were going on kind of a social media, we'll call it a detox, like you're going to step away for a little bit. Why did you guys do that?
And it's probably a longer conversation, and I'll come over to the house, we can talk about it. But it's, social media is a necessary evil in our business. It's, you know, I'm not going to say it hasn't helped our career. It's been a great way for us to connect with fans and a great way for a lot of people to discover our music that may not have otherwise discovered it. I think, in 2021, when we were doing our first arena headlining tour, I kind of got to a dark place, you know, got a little carried away. And my focus was, you know, not where it should have been, you know, on music and creating music and enjoying the ride, enjoying where we were, enjoying that moment. And I think I was too heavy on the social media element. It was like, cool, we sold out Madison Square Garden. Okay, I need to make an Instagram video to let everybody know we sold it out. I mean, it's part of the thing. But I think I got to a really, really bad place there. And I was like, you know, on the brink of like, do I want to do this anymore? Do I want to make music? And, you know, I brought myself back, you know, to the basics and said, like, the reason that I'm happy, the reason that, you know, I've been able to do this for so long is because I love making music. I love being in the room with my best friend, you know, sitting there talking about life and writing songs. And we got back to that, you know, on this new project that we've been working on. But I think stepping away from social media, you know, especially like at the tail end of an album cycle, allowing ourselves to really focus on the music. This is the first time in almost 10 years that we weren't on the road, you know, a majority of the year. We've been off the road. So it was like, you know what, I'm going to step away, focus on the thing that truly makes me happy. And, you know, we'll dabble back into social media whenever we start rolling out the new music. But I think if we fill our cup so high with the things that we love, which is writing, creating, recording, making music, going out and playing shows, then I think the social media, the stuff that we have to do on social media won't be as daunting. But I think I got to a place where it fully consumed my life, and I became a person that I didn't want to be. So I stepped away from it for a second. I think I've, you know, gotten a healthy relationship with social media. It's a crazy thing, man. It'll take you to wild places.
You're talking about working on a new record or new music now. When people say they're in the studio all the time, what, I mean, I get it. You're like in a room, but what do you do all day? Help me, help our listeners. What does that mean? You're in a studio all day.
I can tell you what Dan does all day. He works. The man will go back and work on a vocal. That might not even be an album vocal. He'll spend 6 hours on it. He's dedicated. But man, this last, you know, making this album that we've got coming has been the most fun, just kind of season, I guess, of our lives. I can say that, I feel like, for both of us, because, you know, in that social media part of it and kind of being a little more detached from that and being a little in touch with reality, with our family, and just kind of living life in a healthy place, I think it's been the funnest I've ever had making music. I mean, Dan and I have never really had the time, besides our very first album, to make an actual record and make a cohesive project of stuff that we're going through, that we experienced. And we actually got to do that on this project. You know, you usually have 3 or 4 months to put together an album, and I don't want to say throw it together. Obviously, you still try to take your time, and we've always done that to the best that we could. But this is the very first time we've kind of sat down from start to finish and been like, all right, let's just get in there and have some fun and write what we want to write. And it changed everything for us in our relationship, the communication that we've had, and really letting each other know where we're at in our lives and moving forward has just been, we'll go in the studio and our work for that day might be hanging out and talking about, you know, going and playing in Bobby's Idol Hour for, you know, four people and just like thinking about the things, you know, where we came from. And I think that makes you appreciate where you're going and motivates you more of like, all right, let's really dig in and our fans deserve our best. They deserve us at our best. And it's been just so much fun to motivate each other. And we've been working on our personal lives. I'm trying to get in shape so I don't have to stand next to Dan and feel ridiculous. It's just been a really fun journey of like, all right, I feel like we're actually working towards something and going to have a project that our fans can be proud of. And even if somebody hates it, we can, with our entire heart, say, this is Dan and Shay, and this is who we are, and I'm so damn proud of it. And put it out into the world knowing that that was the success, was getting it out there. No matter what it does commercially, you know, hopefully, I think we got some big old hits on there, but it's more than that. I feel like it's kind of it's a new era of what Dan and Shay has become. And just those studio moments have really just been us being together and living life and writing songs and recording them and just making that an entire process and season and integrating it with our lives rather than, all right, everybody panic, we have 2 months to make this album. So it's been really fun, man. I've never had more fun making music in my whole life than we are right now.
Yeah, but what do you do all day? That's my question. Like,
not much. No, not a lot. Dude.
But like, I mean, are you singing it? Are you singing it 500 times? Are you playing the guitar part over? Like the granular in a studio all day when you're making a record, because we don't get to be in there. What happens for 14 hours? Are you playing piano parts? Are you going, let's try it different? Like, tell me about what is happening.
Yeah, man. I mean, I probably spend a lot of unnecessary time on things that won't make a single difference in a single radio spin or stream or sale or anything. Maybe I do it, you know, to serve myself or to make myself happy. But there are a lot of things, you know, for example, we have the luxury of, you know, having the most talented, and you know it, the most talented musicians in the entire world, you know, at our fingertips on Music Row, the greatest musicians. And you go into a studio, a place like Ocean Way, you know, and you track this band, and the band, you know, comes in, they hear your demo, or in some cases on this album, we wrote the songs on an acoustic guitar, didn't even have a demo. We would sing the song in the room for the session musicians, and then we charted out, you know, 4-1-6-5, you know, the notes, the sequence of the chords, figure out the key. They would go in there and play it, and these guys are so prolific. The first take, the first pass is usually the most usable, most incredible, most brilliant sounding thing you've ever heard in your life. And then you go, okay, cool. Can we get a few more options, a few more takes? And it's easy when you're sitting there drinking your coffee at 10:30 a.m. at Ocean Way, and you're like, yeah, just keep giving me takes. But all those takes, all those options are so good. They're all so usable. So when I go home, I take the session, I clean it up, organize it, color code everything, you know, do my OCD stuff. And then you go through, and for some people, it's like, okay, cool. The band was incredible on the first take, not going to touch it. That's one way of doing it, and it's totally all right. I dig that. I love the way that sounds. But for me, I'm like, I don't want to leave any magic. I don't want to leave any stone unturned. So I'll go through every single instrument, every drum pass, every drum fill, every bass guitar lick, just in case there's magic on a take that we're not listening to. You know, there may be something that happens in the third chorus, some inversion on the bass that happens that takes the song to a whole new level, at least in my head it does, or in my heart. So I just want to go through all those parts, make sure we don't miss anything. And then when you pick something like that, say you pick a good bass lick in that third chorus, that may change how you approach, you know, sifting through the piano or the drums or the guitars. And it's just a never ending process. But, man, I'm so proud of this stuff we're making. And Shay's vocals, that's when you record a singer like me, you're going to find one good take, one usable take in all the passes. With Shay, if he sings 10 takes for me, they're all going to be absolutely incredible. I could use any one of them. So that makes it even harder to go through his vocals and say, well, okay, cool. They're all perfect. Which one has the most emotion or the most feeling? And yeah, it's syllable by syllable by syllable. And,
that's what I wanted to know right there. Wow. 'Cause that is a grueling process of him having to go through it. You know, and both those guys having to go through so much. How many hard drives of unreleased Dan and Shay music exist?
Two right here. We got one plugged in back here. There's a lot.
Of songs from over the years you've never released. Obviously the new stuff, but I mean, do you have so many cut songs that you're just like, well, we're not going to put this on a record, but we'll just save it just for posterity or to see if we die, our family can put it out and keep making money?
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
There's sometimes we'll go back on a song that we started recording a few years ago that, you know, a great song always finds a way and a great song will never go out of style. So if there's something that, you know, we started recording or working on a few years ago, it may not have made sense for that last project based on, you know, sonically how the rest of that project shaped up. But as time evolves, you know, it may make sense where you are in your current moment in life. So you never close the door on any chapter. We always leave them rocking. But yeah, if I died unexpectedly, I'm a little nervous. I need to like figure out a plan of which songs, because man, there are some songs that we definitely don't want released. You know, there's like some artists who unfortunately pass away. You know, I know that their estates will go and post a new one on Spotify every week. And I'm like, man, I don't know about that. Like, I don't know. There are some that didn't come out for a reason and we should keep it that way. So we need a system of checks and balances if that ever happens.
That Prince polka album was weird, right? You know, I bet he wished that never would have come out. One final question in this segment. But we had Jessie Jo Dillon over at the house. We were talking to her. She was one of the writers of 10,000 Hours. And she tells a story about being in New York and you letting her hear the Bieber vocal on that song for the first time. She said you put headphones on her. Now, was that one of those situations where you had to keep it on lockdown because nobody could know? So you kept it on your device only and you put headphones on people that would hear it, Dan?
Yeah, it was these specific headphones. I'm such a nerd with the audio stuff. I listen to all your podcast episodes. I listen to the Bobby Bones Show ones too. Some good content on there. But the Jessie Jo one, it was funny. It started out like the clip from that on social media was like, yeah, Dan, we were in New York City and he invited me back to his hotel room. I was like, explain more. Say more. You can't. You know, if somebody stops watching the clip right there, you know, might be a little misleading. Now, Jessie Jo is one of our favorite people on the planet. She's just a wonderful soul. She's incredible, so talented, And that was a great episode, by the way. But yeah, she was in New York with her publishers, Mike Molinar and Alex Heddle, good buddies of ours. And we had gotten that back. We were working on the mix, which when we got Bieber's vocal, it was like our minds were blown. We were freaking out because it's like, you never expect that. Biggest pop star on the planet, you know, and he loves the song, sends vocal back. And it was like, the vocal came back sounding pristine and amazing, like really, really good. So we got that. And that was a special moment. When she told that story, I texted her. I was like, man, I got goosebumps here. And you tell that story. That's a memory. You know, it's moments like that. That song went on to accomplish a lot of great things for us, but those are the highest highs. Those moments, you know, getting to share that with someone you care about, writing a song, coming up with a great hook, you know, getting a demo back. Those are the things that are really rewarding. You know, obviously the number ones are great. We want to keep those things coming, but that kind of moment, we were in New York and she came over to the room and I don't think we told her who was on the song. We were like, just check out the mix. And we played it and that second verse rolled around and she was like, is that Justin Bieber? I think I have a video of it on my phone somewhere. It was a special night, man.
And you don't send that around, right? Even to people you trust in case it could get leaked.
No, I think we had that on. I had it. I think maybe three people had it, like maybe Dan and I, and maybe our wives. And that was especially in the beginning. And I just remember how crazy that feeling was. Like, we've had a lot of pinch me moments in our lives. And I just remember driving around being like, looking at random people and be like, you got no idea. It's coming. I just wanted to tell, you know what I mean? Just like seeing some lady, you know, rolling down your window and be like, excuse me, ma'am, you mind if I play the song? It's with Justin Bieber, might have heard of him. And it was just a crazy feeling of just knowing what's coming. And I remember, this is probably horrible to even say out loud, but I think I cried the first time I heard it with my wife. We were sitting down in our old house and Dan had just sent it to me and he's like, I think it was the only like preface was like, dude. And I was like, I remember sitting down and listening to that on the couch, like not over big speakers, just like on my phone and just listening with my wife and being in shock and probably tearing up a lot just because we knew that that was going to be a life changing moment, you know, and it was only come around, maybe once in your lifetime of something like that. So it was pretty special being able to drive around and feeling like you have this pretty cool secret that nobody else in the world knows.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Dan and Shay.
Okay, look, Dan and Shay are here. They've been hanging out with us for a long time, almost an hour. The song You, crushing it, stream it right now. Climbing, it's top five, probably going to be number one. We're celebrating that, but I do have uncomfortable questions that our listeners sent for you guys, and so we'll just go one at a time. Shay, I'll go to you first. What do Dan and Shay argue about the most, and don't give a cliche answer?
If we did fight about something, maybe where we're going to eat is like the most difficult.
That's my wife and I, too. Same thing.
Yeah, it sounds stupid, but yeah, maybe where to eat.
Yeah. She's like, where do you want to go? And I say it. She's like, well, I don't want to go there. And I'm like, well, you asked where I wanted to go. Like, that's like, yeah, that's okay. Next up, Dan. Let's see. Do Dan and Shay say the same thing every city, no matter where they are in? Like, this is my favorite city, blank.
Yeah, you definitely got a little bit of a script, to be honest. I mean, you go out there, and there's definitely like, I have this setup speech before Tequila. I like, you know, bring the level down real quiet. And it's the whole thing. We need the crowd to sing this song louder than it's ever been sung before in the history of the song. You know, you give them a little bit of the WWE moment. But there are definitely a lot of moments that are off the cuff. You know, we always make sure to do an acoustic, a little breakdown bit in our show that is completely unscripted. And sometimes it goes off the rails. So maybe we should stick to the script because our sound guys out there are like, guys, we got to cut this short. You've been doing the acoustic bit for an hour now.
Three questions left and uncomfortable questions. Shay, you brought up the fact that you'd lost a bunch of weight. What did Shay do with his old clothes that don't fit anymore?
They're currently sitting in my garage. I have 4 shirts that fit me now. And so I had to go to Dillard's and I think I went to Dillard's. I don't know where you get pants. I have like 3 pairs of pants and 4 shirts. That's like the only clothes. Like this shirt, this is 1 of 4.
Yeah, good.
And it's the same brand. Yeah. But they're all in my garage. If anyone wants, I have 180 black shirts, black t-shirts, large, if you'd like them.
2 questions left to Dan. Has Dan ever pretended to be working on a song to get out of doing something around the house for his wife?
Oh, for sure. Nice. For sure. It honestly, not as much like to get out of doing something around the house. I'm pretty good at the chores, but definitely to get out of social situations. Like, you know, Abby's so social, you know, and she'll go to like these events and stuff and she'll always use the excuse. Like it's like 9 p.m. and he's head starts or a concert or some dinner with friends. It's like, oh, Dan has a mixed revision. It's like, who expects him to be doing a mixed revision streaming session at 9 p.m. on a Saturday night?
What is the who is the most famous person to turn down a Dan and Shay collab?
I did try to, like, pretty hard try to get Adele on a song. It was no specific song, but like, hey, we should get Adele on a song. And everyone was like, yeah, no, that'd be cool.
And the fact
we don't have a song with Adele. So
if they answered uncomfortable question 5, we applaud them. We let them go. Nice job. Rarely do people answer the 5th uncomfortable question. Okay, Dan and Shay, we'll be waiting for your new music whenever that is. I'm sure I'm not even going to ask anything about it. It's under lock and key. I've been told if I do ask about it, I'll be met outside this building by an unhappy person. So
I'm outside
move.
Right now.
Yes, we're going to move.
I'm going to send you a link, Bobby.
And I'll share it with the whole world. Go to my Twitter and I'll share the link with everyone. Can you imagine?
I mean, that's kind of a thing now, right? TikTok, you leak it. You already have a release date. Yo, should I drop this? Check it out, you know?
You point, yeah.
My dad with my
you
new
point
demo.
My label's so mad I'm leaking this. And it's like, yo, okay. Nobody believes that anymore. All right, Dan and Shay, love you guys. Congratulations. We'll talk to you soon.
Love you, man. Bye-bye. Thank you for the time.
Bye, guys. Bye-bye. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys. Again, maybe you're out and about. Camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about, and if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was,
And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the segment where we all bring something just super interesting we found during the week. This is find my like Monday or Tuesday, and I'm pretty... It's almost like an artist when they're making an album, and then at the very end, they find another one that's more, and they change it real quick, and they're this was the one. So it's Fun Fact Friday, and I'll do the one that I had held that I'm not going to do in the segment. So, Amy, there's a basketball player named Manute Bol. He was 7'7". Think about that. Yeah, very tall. He's the only player in NBA history with more block shots than points.
Oh, I mean, you would think.
That's a lot because points, like two points a shot.
Yeah, and then also if you're 7'7", you're closer to the rim as well, and you just drop it in.
Oh, okay, I guess. But maybe he didn't have that. Was he coordinated, or could he just block?
He was coordinated.
Yeah.
Anyway, basketball player.
It fell on. It wasn't that good for Amy. She didn't like that. Okay. It wasn't that fun for her. But I have another one, and let's go.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, around the room, Fun Fact Friday. Lunchbox, be fun.
Oh, birds. You wonder why they poop on your car. Why, where they poop, they poop, they poop. Huh? Did you know they only poop when they're scared? So you're literally scaring the crap out of them. What? Like birds only poop when they're
even
scared.
When they're flying way over and there's nobody else.
Yep, something freaks them out. They get scared. Maybe they're too high. They're going too fast.
How do they know this?
That is what it's. They literally only poop when they're scared.
I would assume that they have monitored birds and probably put some sort of sensor on them. And when it hits a certain level, that's the yes.
Okay. Maybe they poop when they're scared, but they also poop when they're not scared.
Full.
So,
but it says you literally scared the crap out of them.
What if one's not very scared? Is it like constipated?
Great question for a bird expert. Okay. That's not him. He just has like two lines. Eddie.
New Mexico State, you know, the Aggies, their first graduating class was in 1893, and they only had one student in that class. But he was shot and killed before graduation.
What?
Wow, so there was no graduation?
Isn't that crazy?
So, do they do it and still recognize him like they do when someone dies in a graduating class?
I don't know, but the story is all over campus. Everyone knows this guy. His name is Sam Steele, the guy that died before he graduated.
Not that fun, but interesting.
This is not fun.
Morgan.
So, Tom and Jerry, you guys know that cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows Tom and Jerry?
Yeah. Do you not know Tom and Jerry?
No, I do. I was just making sure everybody else did. They're actually best friends, but Tom has to pretend to hate Jerry in order to protect Jerry so Tom's owner doesn't replace Tom with a cat that actually wants to kill Jerry.
That feels like a made-up backstory from people on Reddit 50 years later.
What are we talking about here?
It's on the internet, so it must be true.
So Tom is a cat who's trying to always kill Jerry, and I've seen some pretty close. There's no way. Because he almost gets Jerry a couple times.
They're not best friends.
A little too close for comfort.
Right.
He's always, but that mouse is always a little smarter than that cat. Okay, Amy, go.
Julius Caesar was once kidnapped by pirates. He laughed when they demanded a ransom, saying they didn't know who they had captured and insisted they asked for more.
I got worth more than this.
Yes.
Wow, that's funny.
And finally, if you're driving 60 miles per hour and you sneeze... Your eyes are closed for at least 50 feet.
Yeah.
And if something happens in that 50 feet.
Have you ever tried to sneeze without closing your eyes?
You can't. I think you die, right?
You die.
Your eyes pop out of your head.
I think it's like if you die in your sleep or you sneeze with your eyes open or what? Or you pee and poop at the same time or whatever it is.
I've done that before.
Burp and fart. What are the two? And you die.
Stop.
I don't even know what that one is, but that's one. But you die.
You're done.
Okay, this segment has gone to a place.
Eddie's just so sad.
You still thinking about it?
Yes.
I have some not so fun, interesting facts. Like America has more guns than people, just straight up. There are an estimated 1.2 civilian firearms per person. No other country comes to that level of firepower. Saudi Arabia and Yemen are second and third, but they both have less than that. Roughly one gun for every two people.
Wow.
Like I said, not so fun.
Yeah, it's not
fun. But interesting.
Fun Fact Friday.
All right, what happened?
Well, I ruined one of those, you know, generosity chains. At least that's what the barista called it at Starbucks. So I'm pulling through.
You ruined it.
I didn't ruin
it.
You
stopped it.
No.
No.
Amy,
here's
you
the
killed
thing.
It.
I indirectly stopped it. I didn't participate in the stopping, but my order was so big that when she asked the guy in front of me if he wanted to continue the chain by paying for my order, because, you know, they already have the orders and they're like, would you like to pay? And he was like, I'm good. And the problem was I was getting three.
You buying in bulk or what? Kind of.
Well, I was getting three gift cards. There's some people at the station that helped me with some stuff recently. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to get them a Starbucks gift card. And so I was purchasing those. And so my bill was over $75 and he didn't want to pay it.
No, I get that.
So then she said, would you like, it was eight people deep at that point. And then my situation broke it. And she said, I said, would you like for me to keep it going? Maybe I could get the person behind me. And she goes, honestly, this kind of did me a favor. These things are really hard to navigate. Because they always have to be asking the next person. And I'm sure that it's fun for a while. But then at some point, they're kind of like, okay, call it a day on this.
I'm not annoyed by them because I understand the reason they happen. It's people wanting to do something nice for everybody else.
Yeah.
What should just happen is if you're the car and you want to pay for the other person, that's the move and that's it. You close it. Somebody just gets lucky. Otherwise, you're just paying and getting. And who knows? You may make a couple bucks, lose a couple bucks. It should not be a line. It should just be a statement. I like to make this statement. That person up there I'm paying for. And my other request is do not pass it back. Beg them not to. Do not turn this into a line. It is my final demand. Mm-hmm. I think a lot more kindness and generosity and people benefiting from it would happen if you just did that. You said, I want to do one person and that's it and no more. And I don't want it to move. Because otherwise, again, you're just getting yours paid for and you're paying for somebody else by the end. You're just annoying the barista because she's got to deal with all the money and ask people. And you know she doesn't want to ask or he wants to.
Right.
So would you like to be a part of the kindness line?
Usually it's not asked, though. You're like, oh, they paid for you in front. And you're like, oh, well, that's cool. I guess I'll pay for the one behind me.
Really?
Yeah, they don't ask, really. Like, they just say, hey, your coffee's covered by the person in front of you.
I'm going to be honest with you. Not a big coffee drinker, but I will go by Starbucks sometimes. And if that line comes to me, I don't keep it moving. I just accept that someone bought me something and move on.
So you break it too?
Yeah.
You and Amy break it?
She did not break it.
No.
Indirectly you broke it.
But I do it in a way of, wow, somebody just bought me a coffee and I don't want to have to bother everybody else with this.
Okay.
Well, that was the first time I ever thought how it might be annoying for the barista. And I'm glad she was honest with me.
I always feel so annoyed for them. Because they're having to do two things. What they normally do, plus I got to keep up with the person. And then you got to awkwardly ask. I always hate it when I wait at tables because like, soon after they get their food and start eating because they've been waiting 15, 20 minutes. You do the drinks. Do they want appetizers? Some do, some don't. You get their meal. They start eating. I hated the first walk back because it's got to be pretty soon. You go, hey, sorry to bother you guys. Excuse me. How's everything going? Is it okay? Yeah. It's almost always going okay. Every once in a while, it's like, oh, can I get this? But usually if they needed that, they would just say, excuse me, can I get this? I hated doing that. Now I understand the purpose of it. I go and I check on people. But they didn't want me there. How many times do you want somebody coming up to you as soon as you start eating and be like, hey, excuse me. Hey, is everything good with you with your steak and potatoes? I hated doing it because I don't like to bother people. So, yeah, I'll cut a Starbucks line.
All right.
I'll cut it quick as a gift to the barista.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm doing something good.
Yeah, and you might be passing it back to others and helping them not have to awkwardly be like.
Yeah, it's all awkward for everybody.
No, I don't want to do it.
Kindness line, dang. I'm not that kind, so I'm going to pass. I'm going to save everybody else from doing that there. $75, huh? Money bags, dang.
No, right. Gift cards to show gratitude to people.
Why do you got three in your wallet right
that
now?
Helped me.
Yeah, who's getting the gift cards? Did you get
exactly.
The gift card?
No.
I didn't get the gift card.
They work for the local station.
Oh.
Yeah, so they do.
Okay.
Hey, they go to another school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Anderson County, South Carolina. Two people were driving in a car, doing a little bit of speeding when they get pulled over. It's a man and a woman. Officer comes up and sees she's pregnant. Says, oh, when's your due date? And the guy says, October. She says, December. And he's like, huh, that's weird.
Why'd they both answer?
It's a good question.
Because he's thinking, oh, he's talking to me because I'm the driver, you know what I mean? And
yeah, but then why'd she jump in? They're lying, I'm assuming, right? There's some kind of lie here?
Yeah, it turns out it was a fake belly.
Yeah.
And they were hiding the drugs in the belly.
Yeah, why would they both answer? Even if the cop's walking up, you go, let me handle it. Whomever, whichever one.
Yeah.
Probably the driver, regardless. Okay, I'll answer the questions. Okay, what month? October, December. God.
Clint.
That, what? So then how do they find out?
They realize, oh no, the cop doesn't believe it. So she took off running. And
with the belly on?
With the belly on. And that's when the drugs fell out of the belly.
God, you got to get your story straight. You're due in December. You're having a girl. Her name is going to be Lila.
Yes, wow. All of that.
That's good.
And your water just broke. Oh, my God. Yeah. See? Do what you got to do. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Eddie, are you doing No Parenting Sunday this Sunday?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I mean, I'm going to try to do this for the rest of my life.
We're getting closer to the weekend, but you're doing it this Sunday.
Yeah. Why? What's up? You want to come over?
I don't. But Amy said you invited her son over on Sunday?
Well, that was a blanket invitation. No,
Amy, what did you hear?
So Eddie saw my son last weekend in Austin at the country festival, and they were hanging out and talking and whatnot. And he's like, Stevenson, you got to come over and play with my boys. Like, your school's by my house. It'd be so easy. Come over anytime. Well, then Eddie and I were talking about how Sunday we're going to be at the same church. And then Eddie was like, oh, perfect. Stevenson, just come home with us. And then it clicked in my mind. I was like, oh, wait. Sunday's no parenting Sunday. Yeah.
Hey, if they want to go to the bar, they can go to the bar. You know what I mean?
So you're just a house that he can.
I'm just a place to hang out.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure Stevenson would be fine and that it would all be okay. But then I just don't need Stevenson coming home to my house and then saying,
it was awesome.
Where's our no parenting Sunday or Monday or whatever day?
I don't know that I'd invite kids over on no parenting days.
Dude, I didn't even think about it. It's so part of my life that I was just like, Sunday sounds good.
Yeah.
You know why Sunday sounds good to you?
Why? Because I get to chill.
You don't have to do anything. Right. No parenting Sunday. Are you going to let him go over there?
I don't. TBD. We'll see.
Does Stevenson know his kids?
No. He met him in the Jeep the other day. At the baseball field. But they'll be fine. They're kids. They're going to like throw the ball, hang out.
They'll be fine. They're kids.
All my kids do is just play something, like play sports. Basketball, football, fine. Kickball.
He can do that.
Then why not do more no parenting days?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Sounds pretty good.
Might do the whole week.
Yeah. All right, that's it. Thank you. Hope you have a great weekend. We will see you Monday. Goodbye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show. Let's go. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.